Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you. How are you?
Hey, Tina. I'm doing all right.
Good.
What I was going to do was I was calling to let you know that later on this evening about 2 o'clock.
Okay.
How do I make my payment? I'm gonna have to call you and do it.
Well, if you want to use the same visa ending in 8480, I can just go in and process it after 2 o'clock for you. Or if it's a different card, we can update it now and then I can process it after 2.
It's gonna be the same card.
Okay.
But I'm waiting on, but they're supposed to call me before 2 and let me know that it's cleared up.
Oh, okay. So let me do this.
But if it's not cleared up, then I'm going to have to call you and use a different call.
Okay. So do you, since they're going to clear it up around 2,
But I don't want this call, if I have to use my other call, I don't want that call to be an automatic draft.
Well, we can do that where we set it up as a one-time payment and then go back and put...
payment.
Yeah, we can do that, and then we would just put this one back on file for future billings. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay, you want to do that right now?
Or yeah,
wait
we can
till after
right.
2? We'll set it up.
We can do it right now.
Okay, so then let me
go
into
by 2 o'clock, by 2 o'clock, you can go ahead on and run it.
Okay, so the one that we run at 2 o'clock is for the one-time payment, right?
No, don't even must run that one. Because I'm going to have to wait for them to call and let me know, because that's the one that I'm going through trying to hook the new account up with Cash App.
Oh, okay. So only call you after 2 if it doesn't go through, right?
No, don't call me, period. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you another call that I know that's going to be cleared up for 2.
By 2. Got it. Okay, I'm following you now. Thank you.
It's going to be a one-time payment, though.
Okay, then let me put it in. So for the one-time payment, is it still Megan Lane for the billing address on that card?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. And then go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
4584.
Okay.
5300.
Got it.
0068.
Okay.
5398.
Okay, and expiration?
Expiration date is, let's see, 0627.
627, and then the code?
The code is 982.
982, okay. So I'm going to put this on here for after 2. It's central time where you're at, right? You're 2 hours ahead, I think. Is it almost 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about 10 minutes to 11.
Same. Okay, but it's 10 minutes to 9 here, so you're 2 hours ahead. So I'll process this after 2 o'clock your time, and then once it processes, I will put the other card back on file. So let me just put that in my notes so that I can do that after. So I'm going to put run payment and put original card back on file. That way I won't forget. And then that's going to be after 2 o'clock your time. Okay, so I put that note in there, so I'll get a notification to do that. And then give me the Cash App card one more time so that I can store it, because when I put the new card in, it erased the other card. So after this goes through, I'll go back in and I'll put this one on. So what's that card number again?
I'm going to tell you now. Cash App card number 4403.
Okay.
9323-5247.
Okay.
8480.
Okay, and expiration again?
Expiration is 0725.
0725, and the code?
926.
So you said 4403-9323-5247-8480, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. So I will put that back in for future billing, so you'll be good to go. So if there's any issues, I'll call you, but if not, you'll know that everything went through smoothly, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good day, Jamie.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.